You are listening to CORE, powered by and for the Holt family of companies. Let's dig in.
Today is October 12th, 2023, and man, this year is already flying by. In micro episode 4.2, we will continue to understand the meaning of appropriate risk. Appropriate risk is one of the most challenging core values because it's where all of our other core values intersect. To guide us through this intersection, I had the opportunity to sit down with Carrie Roulet, Vice President of the Material Handling Division. Each day, we all make appropriate risks, like to eat healthy. And while this seems like a rather simple task that only affects one individual, you can take an infinite number of steps back to get the bigger picture and see how eating healthy can have an effect on others. While it's important to understand the big picture, you also have to remember that you have to control what you can control. Do your part to create a positive outcome of the risk. Like each of us, Carrie has made more decisions than simply to eat healthy. He shared a challenging situation with me and the outcome of that appropriate risk. At the end of 2020, a new customer approached the material handling division to purchase a Cat forklift before the year ended. Unfortunately, we did not have a Cat forklift on hand, but we did have a Clark that could get to him by the end of the year. The customer took the Clark with a guarantee from us, and not long after, the Clark started presenting with unusual symptoms that stumped our technicians and our manufacturer. Over approximately 6 months, Carrie estimated that between 15 to 18 trips were made to the customer, and numerous warranty claims were filed with the manufacturer before we decided to ultimately take back the machine. For those of us who are not in the machine sales world, taking back a machine is a big deal, and it's not a decision that came lightly. The customer had lost confidence in the machine, and if we didn't do anything, the customer would lose confidence in us. The customer had a limited number of customers themselves, and they needed to be able to service them in an appropriate amount of time. The combined quantity of downtime the machine had was unacceptable, and not the value that we promised. Taking back this machine is a risk, because that doesn't guarantee that the customer will stay with us, and now we owned a machine that needed work before resale. Carrie said that there wasn't a better decision to be made because we couldn't provide the value that was expected. Our operating mission is that we provide better value than our competitors. When making a decision to take this risk, Carrie described the trinity of response to failure. Number one, Holt has a limited number of customers. Burning a customer is not only a poor reflection on us, but it eliminates future opportunities. Two, we have a value system in place which guides us through good business practices. This is not a stunt, it's actually how we do business. And if we're not, then we need to reevaluate. Number three, we have a reputation to uphold. When our integrity was in question, one of our highest priorities was to maintain that reputation. Our customer had experience buying equipment and said he was blown away by our integrity and priority to serve him that he actually came back and bought 8 to 10 Cat forklifts and has referred other businesses to us due to our high-quality service. Our exceptional service laid the foundation for an incredible customer-dealer relationship. And Carrie said he regularly gets calls from this customer about topics unrelated to buying forklifts because the customer trusts us and our dedication to help them succeed. I am grateful to be part of a company with a rich, established culture for making things right. We've said time and time again, sales sells the first machine, parts and service sells the rest. Carrie stresses that no risk should ever be taken lightly. And the large team involved in the sale and continual service was necessary to weigh all the options and make the appropriate risk that was well thought out and had a clear implementation plan. Carrie left me with a simple quote that still resonates with me, and he learned it from Ed Rapp, the former president of Caterpillar. That is, what does the customer think happened? This is the only thing that matters when you're trying to resolve an issue. If you think about all of our core values intersecting, the customer satisfaction, the continuous improvement with teamwork, superior product knowledge, and more, what does the customer think happened requires the support of each of our core values. Now, looking forward, episode 4 turns the tables to you to see what ideas are floating about and what risks there are that could bring about success. Here is your sneak peek of episode 4.
Yes, please. Go for it. Get started. Don't wait for permission on stuff like this. start working with each other. And if you're one of those people that really wants to make this happen, please make it happen. Don't wait for one of us to say it's a great idea.
That's all I have for you. Remember to submit any rumors you've heard around the company for one of our upcoming episodes using the form attached to this podcast. Remember to keep building, keep growing, and keep listening to Core. We'll see you next time.